Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Hey, you know it's Taz and
Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning, coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike and Pete across the way, Bogish, with your updates as a lot of our number one in Antonio Brown deal. Not official yet, but agreed to in principle, Taz, as he is going to be an Oakland Raider. Will Antonio Brown, 3 and a 5th round draft choice, 3rd and 5th, going back to Pittsburgh. Brown gets his deal reworked, more guaranteed money. 3 years now, $50-plus million going Antonio Brown's way, with $30-plus million of that being guaranteed. So a lot of reaction to the Antonio Brown saga finally coming to an end in Pittsburgh.
Yes, no, big news for sure. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. Like I said earlier, I got a funny feeling he's going to be on his best behavior, be his best P's and Q's and all that stuff,
Antonio Brown.
And it's really a great get for the Raiders, for Mike Mayock, being newer there in that GM spot for Oakland. You got to tip your cap to the guy. He did a good deal. And apparently he's the guy who worked out the nooks and crannies of the deal with the agent of Antonio Brown, Drew Rosenhaus. So you got to give Mike Mayock a lot of credit on that, deal right there, for sure. And we talked a lot about the Raiders. I'm sorry, the Steelers. How do they look? You know, how do they look? Like they got rid of a headache, and it basically cost them of $21 million of dead money. And what are they getting? You know, a 3rd and a 5th. I mean, it's a tough deal, man.
Tough for Pittsburgh, but also in a very, very difficult spot as well.
Absolutely. No, absolutely, for sure. Let's go to Abilene, Texas, and talk to Jack. Jack, you're on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jack?
What's up, Jack?
Hello, folks. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate you taking the call.
You got it, man.
Just had a quick comment or two on the Brown trade.
Yeah.
I think it was the best for the Steelers because, it's kind of like a bird in the hand deal. You know, the intangible of what might have happened if he had stuck around is just, you can't put the measure to it as far as what disruptive and, you know, the team morale and all that. And,
right,
and I think
right.
It's the best. And, you know, it's called throwing good money after bad, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
And it really, the cost of doing business is what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want, to your point, you know, Jack, you don't want the locker room. You don't want that bleeding into the locker room. Jack, we appreciate your call. And, you know, we've talked a lot about that, you know. Last week or so, for sure, with Antonio Brown, that he was causing a major headache amongst that Steeler locker room.
Yeah, don't disagree with that at all. I think it's, you know, for the Steelers though, now is you need to get rid of Antonio Brown, but now the fallout does begin of where this organization is. And what they are on the football field and what they're going to be in 2019 with the $21 million of dead cap money. And we can look at the value they got back in return for Antonio Brown. It's not equal to the talent that he is on the field, Taz. But you know, the Oakland Raiders are trying to obviously get a lot more dynamic offensively. And Gruden and Mayock were brought in, not as a tandem, Gruden first, then Mayock, to get that franchise back to relevancy in the AFC. You know, the Steelers have been relevant for a long, long time here with Tomlin and with Ben Roethlisberger. And they've had playmakers, you know, like a Martavius Bryant, a Le'Veon Bell, a Gary. I mean, they've had guys go through that franchise, Antonio Brown. Before that, it was, it was Mike Wallace. But now it's a case of you've got Juju Smith-Schuster, you've got James Conner, and you're getting rid of two guys that are going to get a lot of money to play football someplace else. And one we know is destination, the other one being Le'Veon Bell, Taz. And for the Steelers organization, you're happy to get rid of the headache, but now what? Yeah. Because now you're in the business of winning games. Yeah. And whatever you want to say about Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Taz, they made it a little bit easier to win some football games.
Absolutely. Man, that guy is, there ain't no doubt about it. That's pretty much a simple sentence and spot on. yeah. And
even with all the nonsense.
It is. And if you look at the Raiders compared to the Steelers, you know, and we talked about who wins here and who doesn't. If you put, like, the player aside, you put, you know, Antonio Brown aside, I mean, definitely the Raiders look like the winners for sure. They don't have $20 million sitting there. They got to pay a guy $30 million guaranteed, but he's a guy who's going to help you draw in Vegas once you're in Vegas. He's going to help you win now. He's going to, hopefully for them, have a great connection on the field and want to win with Derek Carr. You got the Raiders got the fourth pick in the draft, so they could get some defensive help there. I mean, some boards have Quentin Williams maybe going there, an excellent defensive tackle from Alabama. That could happen. Or Josh Allen, the edge rusher from Kentucky. They can get some really good defensive help there. Yeah, sure, Khalil Mack's not on the team, and we know he's with the Bears, and that was a big mess up by the Raiders last year. But you could get a young guy that could be that type of guy defensively due to the draft. So that helps, too, right there. You know, if you're the Raiders, it looks good for the Raiders right now. Everything looks good for the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, it's it now, does, yeah. Right. Gruden's got a big-time playmaker. He's got a quarterback that he is now backed after some question whether or not Carr was going to be the guy for the Oakland Raiders moving forward. Gruden's, you know, up-talked him in the offseason a little bit, Taz. Now the question, if you're the Raiders, you brought Brown aboard. One of Brown's good buddies is Le'Veon Bell. Bell's looking for guaranteed money.
Ooh.
You're looking for, you've got some more money to spend if you're the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, my God. Dude,
would you go get Le'Veon Bell to add into the mix with Antonio Brown and Carr and have Brown, Bell, and Carr as your big three for the Raiders here moving forward?
Wow. That's all I got to say on that. Wow. Could you imagine? Holy
well,
cow.
Well, Mike, would that, you that do it?
Yeah.
yeah. You would, yeah. So you would have
I
no
want
issue.
Bell and Brown, yeah.
So you would have no issue what? Gurley got $45 million guaranteed his new deal with the Los Angeles Rams, right? It was
right.
$45 million, I believe, in guaranteed money. Would you have no issue giving Le'Veon Bell $50 million guaranteed? If that's what it took to cost him. And that's it. Well,
wow.
You know, $50 million guaranteed.
You didn't say that part, Moose.
On top of, well, no, on top of then,
no,
you know,
no, no,
obviously, you know, he'd still be getting more money that came his way. I'm just talking about the guaranteed portion of his contract. Would you give him $45 million? Would you give him 40? See, I'm more comfortable, Taz. I look at Le'Veon Bell, and I don't know about you, but
yeah.
I think it, as long as I pay Bell, I think he's going to be fine.
Like, I think so. Yeah.
I think it's all about him. It's not about, like, you know, and he was concerned about usage in Pittsburgh, and he wanted to make sure he maximized his value. Listen, this is a guy that gave up over $14 million.
Just to make a point.
To make a point.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. He he let basically $14 million slip through his hands.
Amazing.
To not play a year of football because he wanted to make sure he maximized his value and guaranteed money when he hit free agency.
What was it, Moose? Like 800 something a week? 800,000
yeah, 800
a week? We were talking about like each week. It was crazy. A game.
Right. Crazy. Insane amount of money when you look at the game checks that Le'Veon Bell passed up for the Steelers last year. But my question is, would you then give Le'Veon Bell and have Bell and Brown with the Raiders if you're Mike Mayock? And give him that kind of guaranteed money, similar, and he'd have to be an uptick of what Gurley got with the Los Angeles Rams. Would you do that?
I probably would.
Would
just,
you?
Just because I know how great those guys
even
are individually.
Even though it's a running back?
Even though, yes, I would, because it balances your complete offense, you know, and you're really helping Derek Carr. You said it before, and you're right. We've said a lot. The quarterback's the most important position on the field. You want to help that quarterback as much as possible. You got a receiver like Bell. I'm sorry, like Brown, and a running back like Bell, you're going to help this guy immensely. Then in the draft, you know, because look, in the draft, it's not a heavy running back draft. There's no, you got the fourth pick if you're the Raiders. You can't get a young guy like the Giants got last year from Penn State. You're not going to find that guy. I mean, maybe if it's, I don't know, Josh Jacobs out of Alabama or Benny Snell out of Kentucky, those guys are nowhere near. Damian Harris from Alabama is real good, but those guys are not Lev Bell. I mean, so
they're not Le'Veon Bell.
No, man. I just think I kind of would. My only fear with it, Moose, would be that if you do that and you get two of the killer bees on the Raiders from the Steelers, I would worry a little bit that you got to realize that these guys here are going to control basically that team, that they're going to be the leadership of that team. So that's the only thing. Those two guys, because they are buddies and they have a cohesive, they are going to control that locker room. And that might not be a bad thing. If they're happy and they're producing, what the hell? Who cares? They're veterans.
Well, players.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. As long as they're playing well.
Right, correct.
You know, I mean, and John
Gruden. See, I still look at
Gruden's not a pushover, though. He's
no,
not.
See, that's the thing.
He's not a pushover.
You stole the words out of my mouth, Taz. See, yeah. I still look at Gruden as being the guy out there.
Yeah, well, what I was saying, I forgot Gruden's the guy. He's,
right. Like,
and he's
I
not
still,
taking the West.
I still look at his personality as being not. This overwhelming Chucky type of personality where he's not going to get steamrolled by a veteran.
He's not. He's not. There's no way.
Or a pair of veterans in this.
I totally agree with you.
I don't disagree with you. If I were the Raiders.
Would you do it? You would do it?
I mean, you're looking. I mean, what's the number at? I mean, if the. Now, the Jets have got a ridiculous amount of money to spend. The Indianapolis Colts have got
a. I do think he's going to go to the Jets.
Well, okay,
I just got a feeling.
All right. But if you. There are other teams that have got. I think within reason. You know, I'm not going $55, $57 million guaranteed for Le'Veon Bell if I'm the Oakland Raiders. I'm not doing anything of that nature. But I'd be intrigued. You know, last year, what I have? I had Marshawn Lynch, who broke down, and then I had Doug Martin run the football.
Right.
I mean, those were my two main running backs from a year ago, right?
Yeah,
Latavius
yeah.
Murray was a big free agent that signed with the Minnesota Vikings two off seasons ago. And Latavius Murray has gotten, you know, superseded by Dalvin Cook, the former Florida State Seminole out there in Minnesota. So if I'm in Oakland, and I, as you went through it, I mean, they won four games a year ago. My offense is going to define who I am. I need playmakers. Why wouldn't you go get Le'Veon Bell? Because then you could go, if you had a Le'Veon Bell, Taz, and that costs you money, and you have Bell and Brown now at your wide receiver, at your running back and wide receiver, you still have three first-round draft choices.
It's unbelievable.
You could address a lot of other areas of need.
That's exactly right.
You traded
right.
an injury play guard who's talented to the Jets, right? You got a pick back in return, or you swap fifth. You got a you trade a six and you get a five back in return with the Jets trade and Mike Maccagnan. I mean, I look at the scenario where you had Bell and Brown, that offense now, as long as you've got the personality of your head coach with Gruden, and that's his franchise, that's his team.
That's right. And you want to help call, like I said earlier. Look, the Raiders need help, to your point, running back, definitely for sure. Wide receiver, they just took care of that big time. Okay, and they're going to take care of the defensive line help, either rush help or cornerback help in the draft because they got the fourth pick. So they're going to get a young, hungry, super talented guy. In the draft. So, they could pick up. I mean, they could pick up Greedy Williams, that hell of a cornerback at LSU. He's a great player. They could grab him if they don't go Quinnen Williams. I think that's where they would go, though. It's Quinnen Williams.
Well, yeah. I mean, I
or maybe Nick Bosa drops there.
Well,
who knows?
Right. But the the free agency Pierre, we're 7 hours and 12 minutes now into
wait.
The. Well, no, we're into it already.
I'm ready.
7 hours and 12 minutes.
Well, because I can't wait. I'm ready. You see how I did that?
I guess not.
That's good, right?
Yeah,
we're in it.
7 hours and 12 minutes now. This is the quote unquote legal tampering time for the National Football League and for players that are going to be unrestricted free agents. This is where teams then can contact the agents representing those players to begin the negotiation process.
But the movement.
Well, you could get a deal struck in place. Nothing could be officially announced till 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
That's my point. That's, 4 what, I'm,
p.m.
that's what I'm waiting
time
for.
On
that's what I can't wait for.
Well,
that moment.
You'll get deals that'll
that
get,
moment.
I got you, Tess.
That's the moment that I can't wait for.
We're 7 hours and 12 minutes into. I can't wait.
Can't wait, bro.
I know. Until Wednesday at 4.
I'm ready.
Now we'll see where Le'Veon Bell does end up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams that could use him.
You think he goes to the Jets? I think he goes to the Jets. I don't know. I think he goes to the Jets.
I don't know how much, he wants to be a Jet.
That he didn't want to be a Jet. Or they didn't have enough money or something. That was a while ago, though.
That was a while ago.
That was during
money
the season.
Money can make you happy.
I don't know. I just think, and who wouldn't want to be around Adam Gase with those eyes? It's great. Motivated.
Well, yeah.
Every team meeting, guys.
I'll be honest. If I were him, the team I'd want to go to, I want to go play with Luck of the Colts.
Really, yeah?
Dude, they've got a great offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a quarterback.
Bro,
you've got
right
Hilton
that.
On the outside.
You are right.
You throw him in. That's almost like Peyton Manning and Marshall Faulk.
What's his name? Notre Dame Jones.
You have Luck and Le'Veon Bell.
What's the guy's name, bro? You want a blank? The guard from Notre Dame. The kid they got last year.
Not
animal.
Martin.
No. Nelson. Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, Quentin Nelson.
Animal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great player.
A great player. Yeah, they got a good offensive line.
But not just
line,
that, they had Kelly, the center from Alabama.
The
offensive line, stellar.
It's legit.
Now, they went into Kansas City and got their rear end handed to them. But up until that game, the offensive line was great.
Yeah.
But if I had a, I don't think Indianapolis will spend that money on Le'Veon Bell. I don't think Ballard will do that. But if I were Bell, where would I want to go? I want to go with Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
I want to win. I want to play behind a great offensive line. Mm. I can run it. I can catch the ball, come out of the backfield. How is that not the spot?
The offensive line sold me more than Andrew Luck. It did. I mean, the offensive line is a great point.
I want to be with a great quarterback.
Yeah, nah, yeah. I hear you. I don't know, man. The more I'm thinking now,
his arm is not the same. He doesn't throw the ball deep as well.
Right.
You know, limited in his. You know, I got Reich. That would be the spot. I don't know if he'll end up there, but that would be the place I'd want to go. Well, I'd have visions of Peyton Manning and either Marshall Faulk or Peyton Manning and Edgerrin James.
That guy, Edgerrin James. The Colts, though, need some defensive help, though. They do. That's what they need.
Yeah, they do.
They need a good amount from DT.
They've got a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, they do have a lot of money. They need a receiver. But, hell, man, if you can get Lev Bell, I mean, that's game-changer city right there, dude. I mean, you know what I mean? It's going to be interesting. That's why I said I can't wait till Wednesday.
Wednesday at 4 o'clock is when the deals will officially be announced. The free agency period, the legal tampering period has already begun.
Where's he go? Midnight. Where's he go? Tonight. Where do you think he goes?
This morning.
Where do you think he goes, Mike?
Eastern. Jets.
Jets? You think so? What do you think, Pete?
I can see the Raiders.
Raiders. Jets, Raiders, Jets.
I know. Moose has got me thinking Raiders too, man. Thinking Raiders, man.
Jeez. No, you like Jets. I think you'll. I could see the Jets.
Any shot I'm going to the Bills? I mean.
Nope.
No,
McCoy said we're going to have a great year.
Yeah, I know.
He out this weekend.
That. I saw that.
You should be excited if you're a Bills fan. Should the Raiders?
Why is this?
No, you should. He's got a lot of life left in his legs.
Stop,
he's running the ball well. Offensive line's great. Allen's accurate.
Okay, here we go.
Should the Raiders take a chance on Le'Veon Bell? What? I mean everything I said.
You got to kick a guy while he's down.
I'm not kicking you while you're down.
You did.
No.
Right in the belly.
No, not at all.
Shady.
Should the Raiders take a chance on Le'Veon Bell? Want to hear from you. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
The NFL trades, signings, and rumors become official this Wednesday. But you can talk about them right now on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
So, all right, hold on. I'll tell you in a second here.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
So, Moose, I put up a poll. On my own, I put a poll up on my own personal account, okay, for good reason.
Yeah.
Whose jersey will sell more in 24 hours? Bryce Harper, his Phillies jersey, or Antonio Brown's Raider jersey? Moose, so far, 59% say Harper, 41% say Brown. That's kind of close. We got this clicking away here on my personal account, not on the show account.
Well, 18 points is not really close.
It's kind of close. It's kind of close.
If you think about an election, and someone gets annihilated by 18 points in election. Is that close?
Then I had someone say in here, Taz, what's your vote?
No.
Well, what is that? They just want to know what I'm voting, and then they vote that way?
Well, you voted Antonio Brown already.
I did. I can't vote on my own poll, though.
Well, yeah, you can. You post and you vote.
You can post on your poll. You can post on your
I,
you can vote
I,
on
yeah,
your.
Yeah,
you
can
post
can.
On your.
Can,
right,
can
exactly.
You?
Yeah, I think so.
But my if, like I said, if there was an election and someone loses by 18 points in an election, they got annihilated.
I don't know. I think the number 59 and number 41 is close.
Well, if the Electoral College works out.
Oh, stop.
Out,
yeah. Oh,
stop. Boy. See, here's the thing. I thought you were going to say, Taz, but why didn't you go through the show account? Why didn't you talk to the team? Why didn't you do that? Well, the reason was I couldn't find anybody from the social
Sorry,
media.
I couldn't read your mind.
No,
apologize.
I couldn't find. No, well, that's fine. I kind of answer my own question. I could not find anybody from the social media team.
Oh, okay.
You know?
They were busy.
So, yeah, that's what it was.
It's a Monday morning. They got a case of the Mondays. Yeah. Well, that's a good poll. I'll make sure to vote.
Thanks, Moose.
There it is.
Couldn't wait 2 minutes.
Bryce Harper.
The team was at the printer.
Yeah, I know.
All of them. They were just standing by the printer.
Criticizing.
No, that's what I do. Who cares? So what? I've been criticizing for over a year and a half over here. I'm going to stop now.
Taz would be the one where he'd say charge and no one would run behind him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, on this team?
Right.
With this crew? Oh, right. God, in a heartbeat.
And then someone would shoot him in the back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
that's exactly right.
That's it. Oh, that was funny.
Bogus, good morning.
Hey, Moose.
How are you?
Well, I was good until you partially accused me of shooting Taz in the back.
No, I did not.
You said one of us would.
No, I said someone would shoot him in the back.
Right, meaning me, Peter, Mike.
Well, I could see Andrew doing that because of the comments I made about him on WFAN.
I would not shoot you in the back.
That he wanted to leave us to go to morning.
Oh, look, they're talking about me. Oh, my God, FAN. Oh, my God. Yeah,
I have a couple of principles. One of them would be not shooting you in the back.
There you go.
So, very nice. Don't worry about that.
You're a man. You shoot someone in the front.
Yes.
That's what it is, Moose. He's a man. Yes. He's like, yes, I would.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
shotgun and shoot you in the knee.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would do. Okay, got it.
They go, Tess, what's that?
Thanks, AB. Appreciate that.
So this report is sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. For the very first time ever, Gardner Webb is in the NCAA tournament, a 75-65 win at Radford in the Big South finale. Liberty beat Lipscomb yesterday to win the eighth Sun bid.
Virginia?
Sure.
I think it is. Okay.
I don't know.
And begin. I don't know.
Mike, do we have a geography department?
Go ahead.
Social studies. And Bradley. Let's go. Bradley left standing in the valley.
The count is three. Gives it to Haldeman. His jumper at the horn is no good. And the Braves, for the first time, have won a Missouri Valley Conference championship in St. Louis. Yep. They've gone from a hard day's night.
My ears have to lower it.
To come together.
Beatles drop.
And today, I am so happy just to dance with you.
Oh, this guy's got every sound bite going.
He's been sitting on that forever.
Yes. He's got the Beatles dropping there. It's been a hard day's night.
Yeah.
And I've been working like a dog. Mm-hmm. That's what Moose. Yes. It's been a hard day's night.
Yeah.
And I've been working.
Yeah.
He was setting it up.
What are you doing? We're doing a show. The play-by-play guy.
Oh, my bad.
Not you.
Oh, that was Dave Snell on the Bradley Sports Network. And had the thing
Nashville.
Nashville, so Tennessee.
Lipscomb.
It doesn't matter. They lost to Liberty. Bradley beat Northern Iowa 57-54 after trailing 35-17. Early in the second half. Two more bids go out tonight. Number 22, Wofford, meeting UNC Greensboro in the SoCon final. Iona and Monmouth play for the MAC title. Pro Hoops last night. The Suns, the latest to win in Oakland, 115-111 over the Warriors. Devin Booker, 37 points, including 13 in a row in the fourth quarter. The Rockets left Dallas with a 94-93 win when Chris Paul blocked Jalen Brunson's jumper at the buzzer. And the Spurs stayed hot against the Bucks.
Aldridge against Lopez. He'll back him down, take him inside. A running hook in the lane is good for LaMarcus Aldridge. 27 for Aldridge, and the Spurs lead by 13. Their biggest lead, 97-84.
Bill Schoening, Spurs radio, 29 points and 15 boards for Aldridge. 28 points for DeMar DeRozan in the Spurs' fifth straight win. The Grizzlies rallied past the Magic, 105-97. Orlando's drop 3-4 remains a game behind Miami for eighth. The LA Rams are re-signing pass rusher Dante Fowler Jr., whom they traded for in October. Veteran linebacker Justin Houston cut in KC, and the Raiders reportedly trading guard Kelechi Osemele to the Jets for a fifth-round pick. AAF yesterday, San Antonio raised to a 26-0 lead in Arizona, then held off the hot shots, 29-25.
I watched the first half of that game, and then I had to take a little rest. But I'll tell you, it was a good game.
Too much offense, right? 26 points.
Well, the announcers kept trying to say, this is a hell of a game. It was 26-0, the bulk of the game.
26-0 was a good game?
Yeah, he was saying, it's a good game. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Like going at the break.
Came out of the last play.
Yeah, see, that I know. It ended up being a good game. But Marvin Lewis was doing the color commentary. He wasn't as bad as you would think. He was okay.
Oh, he's been bad, though, in the past.
No, last night he wasn't, because there was several players that were on the San Antonio team that he cut.
Nice.
The Bengals that actually all played really good.
Oh, there you go.
And he was singing their praises, which
like
was nice. It was kind of cool. So,
what time was that game at?
That was the late game yesterday.
8 p.m. 8 p.m. Right?
Oh, 8 o'clock last night.
Eastern.
Yeah.
8 p.m. E. 8 p.e.
NFL Network.
NFL Network?
Yes.
Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay.
I did not watch the game.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. I just, yeah, I was all over it, bro.
I could tell.
Yes.
Now you're into it.
Until halftime.
Until halftime. I was, bye-bye.
26-0.
They're losing me, bro.
The most points ever scored in the first half by an AAF team.
But now the game, I missed the game. The game that was on Saturday, wasn't it like a...
Two games Saturday.
Was it Saturday or Sunday? It was a great game. I think it was the San Diego franchise.
Yes. That was the night
against
game.
The Salt Lake team. Yeah, apparently that was like it came down to the wire.
Yes. Multiple lead changes late. After Orlando and Birmingham played the regular season game in Alliance history.
Really?
That was a huge one.
Well, I mean, you know, then you know.
Everyone watched that.
Everybody did.
That's, even AAF. Moose.
Moose is all over it. AAF. Yeah, he's at the casino.
AAF every week.
AAF every week. For tomorrow.
Yes, AAF.
The Arizona Diamondbacks are signing veteran outfielder Adam Jones.
We're tapping out already. We're tapping out already on it.
I'd never tapped in.
We got 5 weeks and then two playoff rounds. So.
What about another show you do that's on here, CBS Sports Radio?
Yeah.
You guys do some kind of a... Is that died, that bit died or what?
No, it's thriving.
No. Really?
Thriving. Yeah. AAF primetime. They love it.
Yeah.
Who's they?
The Alliance.
Marash. DA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for those guys. Huh?
They're into it.
That's great. The Arizona Diamondbacks are signing veteran outfielder Adam Jones. 1 year, $3 million, pending a physical in hockey last night. Calgary snapped Vegas' six-game win streak, 6-3. The Penguins snapped the Bruins' 19-game point streak, 4-2.
What Boston, do you mean they're loving it? Like the league? Like, what are they loving?
They like our tweet every week with the video in it.
They like your tweet with the video
in it. So I'm assuming they're watching it and loving
it. So what means they like it and love it? That they
literally,
like
they
it?
Hit the like button. That,
that means
they like
they love it.
I would. What else would it mean? It's what's there. It's a heart. It's what it's there for.
I love football.
The league office.
Is this not funny?
Mr.
What?
Alliance.
What's funny?
To me, it's funny. It's funny to you, too. Let's be honest.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Don't be coy with me, Moose.
No, explain yourself.
No. I'm just curious.
Good for them. They're into it. Yeah. They like it.
AAF.
Yeah.
All right.
They get into it.
Look how disappointed.
Got my San Diego Fleet gear. No, I'm just debating my next move.
Oh, so you got San Diego Fleet gear, and then Pete got his Memphis.
I think we spent too much time on the AAF.
Memphis losing team gear.
Yeah.
All
right. Tough one for the Memphis Express.
Moose wants to move on. I don't blame him. Actually, I want to move on.
Mike Singletary on the hot seat.
All right, come on. What are you done?
Yeah, why not?
All right, there we go. CBS Sports Networks brings you semifinal action. What? We spent too much time on the AAF.
Okay.
Semifinal action from the Colonial Athletic Association Conference Tournament.
CAA.
Coverage starts tonight at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, with the championship game tomorrow at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. It's bracket week on the 24-hour home of CBS.
You was getting on my nerves anyway. You were right to kill that conversation.
Okay. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by, I'm glad you're in agreement, by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way that we could save some money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I was just really trying to save the audience, to be honest with you.
The audience is fine. I can promise you.
Not with the
AAF dialed in. I'm dialed into the audience.
Not with the AAF conversation.
Oh, look at Pete with his little laugh at the mic.
Not
laugh.
With that. It's true. It's true, dude. It's true. We've spent enough time.
Okay.
Let's move on.
It wasn't actually about AAF. You missed the whole convo. What it really was about. That's not what it was about.
It was
about the context of the convo.
I understand. Yes. I get it. I picked up on it.
Okay.
I get it.
Thanks for playing along.
I did.
Team.
I did play along.
This team.
Then when it was gasping for air, I pulled the ripcord.
No. Why would you say that? Why? So let me get this straight. Hold on a second. So anytime you get into a conversation that's not about nooks and crannies, it's okay.
No.
I play along. But when I get into a conversation with one of our anchors here, and Andrew Bogish, about this AAF thing, then you're going to kick it in the rear end. I see. Okay. That's nice. I'll give you an update later on the poll, on the jerseys. It's nip and tuck. 58-42 right now, but we'll move on. But I'm just letting you know. Later on, we'll give another update.
58-42%?
No, 58-42. Yeah, Harper's
That's
jersey.
Close.
Yeah, it is. Well, now this is not as close. Before it was closer, but yeah. Why did our show account reply off that and say "Oy vey"? Like, why did that happen, Mike?
I thought it was just being cute.
Wow.
59-41 is not closer than 58-42.
What was the first one? Was it 59? I don't remember what it was. Was that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. Then you're right. Then you're right, and I'm wrong, Moose. That's the way it is on this show.
We'll get into
I know.
A big weekend for A-Rod and J-Lo. We'll talk about that. Jose Canseco upset.
Oh.
Plus.
Oh, what's that, Moose? What? You said plus, so I'm waiting. I don't know. I'd find out when the audience finds out.
Well, you'll find
plus
out next.
Plus what?
Taz Moose.
Plus.
On Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Two of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world put their perfect records on the line. Spence Jr. versus Garcia this Saturday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. Order it now. Taz, Moose, Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, your number to call, Taz. Coming up later on the program, we're going to talk to John McClain, NFL writer for the Houston Chronicle. He's going to wrap up the program coming your way about an hour from now. Good weekend if you're Alex Rodriguez, no? I mean, you tweet a picture or an Instagram post, I should say. Was it Twitter? I think it might have been Twitter. Anyway, on social media, you and holding the hand of the lovely J-Lo with a ginormous diamond ring on her hand and saying that she said yes.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for A-Rod.
Yeah, that's congrats to them.
The rebuilding of his persona continues.
And yeah, exactly.
It's amazing.
It really,
really
is. It's and then a dark cloud enters and Canseco comes into the play.
Right, Jose Canseco, right.
I guess not.
And it's not good.
If you take him seriously. I don't take him seriously.
Dude, you know, okay, I don't know. I don't know how to take him. I don't think it was right what he did there.
That's not right.
I guess we got to tell the audience what he did.
Well, what he did was he said that basically A-Rod was cheating with his ex-wife.
Yeah, yep. He said he was there with his ex-wife when she called, when A-Rod called her. So, man, I don't know, dude. Like, what are you doing, dude? Then he wants to fight him. He wants to fight A-Rod. He challenged him with an MMA fight or a boxing match or some craziness. I mean, come on, dude. Stop, Canseco. What are you doing here, dude?
I agree with you. I mean, you could look at it. I mean, it's J-Lo's fourth marriage. It's his second. You know, you could look at it and...
So they're experienced.
You know, yeah, you could, you know, poke holes in whatever. I mean, as long as they're happy, they're happy. You could look at the relationship between the two.
Just let them go.
A little awkward, a little strange. But, you know, she's obviously an uber successful, beautiful older woman. He's obviously an uber successful former baseball player. Has kind of transformed himself from where he was as a player, in which he was hated and vilified, and a lot of his own doing with the PED use and the like, and the way he handled certain situations and his personality, to now he's kind of, he's reporn. I mean,
yeah,
he's
that's fine.
You know, Fox, ESPN,
that's a great
the
job
stuff
as an
that he's
analyst.
Done on Shark Tank. Analyst, you're right, and now obviously he's getting engaged and going to get married to the great Jennifer Lopez.
And good for him. I mean, if things change in his life, congrats to him. I tell you one thing that was a little awkward that I saw over the weekend. It was a photo of A-Rod when he was with the Yanks, and he's in the picture with J-Lo wearing a Yankee hat and Mark Anthony, the ex-husband of J-Lo, wearing a Met hat. The whole thing was awkward. I mean, the whole thing was just weird that he's taking the picture and he's gigantically taller than both of them. Poor little old Mark Anthony looked like a little kid wearing a Met hat next to A-Rod. It was just stunned in his Yankee uniform, you know? And then there's J-Lo on the other arm of A-Rod. The whole thing was like, ugh.
It's a strange scenario. Yeah,
weird,
strange,
right?
That's strange.
What's weirder, that she was in the photo or that Mark Anthony's wearing a Met hat while they're playing the Yankees there?
No, I think it was
in the
weird.
Photo. It was weird.
I think it's weird that Anthony was there, J-Lo, and they end up being engaged at some point. I mean, the ring is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's big rock jokes.
I mean, that is...
Big rock.
That's got to be a $2-3 million ring.
Yeah, those are the photos you don't let if you're engaged, guys, you do not let your significant other see that photo.
Well, right, but that's different level. I mean, That ring is gigantic.
It looks like it's the size of like a Brussels sprout. I mean, it's just gigantic, you know. It's gigantic. It's just huge.
It takes up like
two
more...
finger joints. Yeah, it's
I'm talking about the length of the emerald cut is almost like past like the diamond goes past her knuckle. It's
gigantic.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like you walk around with that like you need your own security.
Yeah.
Like, you really would. good. I mean, and she has her own security, and I get that. But I looked at the – I wasn't just taken away with that. Okay, they're getting engaged. That's great. Good for Alex Rodriguez. But, you know, the weird thing is, you know, tweeting it out, social media, she said yes, and immediately, I mean, people were congratulating him, and columns were being written and everything. And that's good. I just looked at the ring. I was – you know, I felt like I was I felt like I was getting – I looked at the ring. I'm like, oh, my God, look at that rock. Rock is insane.
Yeah, no blemishes on this deal.
No, I think it's perfect clarity, perfect color.
Complete brilliance, for sure.
I mean, I don't think there's any issues with it, Taz.
Yeah, they call that an ideal cut. Yes. That's what it's called in the diamond, the jewelry terminology.
Do you have it pulled up?
No, I did not. I can pull
it
up right now.
I thought you were looking at it.
No, I'm not. I'll take a look. How do I search that? J-Lo ring
A-Rod.
From
A-Rod.
A-Rod. Yes. Okay.
A-Rod IG.
IG.
Oh, it's on Instagram.
Oh, it was. Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yes.
I'm glad.
Man, it looks like a Martian's head.
It's ginormous. It's a huge engagement. It's like a mushroom. Bless. Good for him. Hey, Jose Canseco, obviously.
They're making out after they took the picture.
But here's the deal. If you're Jose Canseco.
Tom Jones.
And you're that. You need to get attention that badly that you've got to immediately upon hearing this tweet out the fact that A-Rod was calling and texting and cheating on Jennifer Lopez with your ex-wife.
Slunker Jones.
You got to do that?
You can't do that.
Then challenge him. Who wants to see A-Rod and Jose Canseco fight number one? A-Rod would never do it number two. But the whole thing is, even if that's true, number one, if you're A-Rod, why would you? If you've got Jennifer Lopez, she's gorgeous. Why would you ever cheat on her?
Well, who knows? I mean, you don't know what people do in their motivation.
Number two is, even if you were, if you're Jose Canseco, you can't be doing that.
No, you just that's the thing. It's kind of like...
you're breaking the code.
Thank you. It's a complete monkey wrench thrown into two people's lives publicly.
Right.
I mean, and then he shows his agenda, Canseco, because he just wants a payday. He's like, I'll fight you, by the way. I'll fight you an MMA thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, he looked at the ring.
Like, somebody get this
straight. I'll take half of the ring.
So yeah. So you say the guy's cheating on his new fiance while
with Canseco's ex-wife.
And by the way, you're doing this. I'm going to call you out publicly. And by the way, I'll fight you publicly, but only in a ring.
Only in the ring. Right.
In front of people who are charging admission, dude. Canseco, please go away.
Stop. Here's the other thing. Canseco knows. Because of everything, because everyone, when he came out and he said about the PED use in Major League Baseball, everyone's like, Jose Canseco's lost his mind. There's no way it's happened. And everything that Canseco said was true.
I know it's true.
So now, whatever, Jose Canseco could come out and literally could say anything.
It's true.
And there'll be a portion of
people
that'll tell you, you know, it's true. He could tell you that there are Martians.
Right.
He could tell you that he was abducted. He could tell you that he was taken to a faraway galaxy, that Chewbacca is real. And people will be like, you know what? Canseco, he's right about steroids.
Canseco said it. They were all,
he was right about the roids used in baseball.
Right.
And everyone said Canseco's crazy. So he literally could say anything, Taz. And there will be a selection of people that will say Jose Canseco's right.
There's Canseco marks, for sure.
You are a mark.
There are definitely Canseco marks, and they believe anything. There's a small cluster in the world that does believe him on this, and they're probably like, oh my God, A-Rod, you're cheating on her, on J-Lo. Listen, first of all, at the end of the day, I don't care. That's people's business. I don't care if this guy's cheating on her or she's cheating on him. It's really none of my business. But yes, we will come out here and talk about it. I mean, it's also Canseco. It's none of his business. So like, he just wants some pub. And what do we do? We're giving him pub.
All right, but true. But don't you cross that line of what's up for public consumption when you're aggressive on social media?
Absolutely. It's called, like you said, the code. Breaking the code. Moose, you're right.
Well, like Canseco broke the code. But my point being is, you're right. I don't get involved in other people's relationships. But also, when you're tweeting out photos or Instagram, when you're sending out pictures of the engagement ring, of you holding her hand on what looked like a beach, and she said yes, then, you know, don't you then cross the barrier of what people can comment on and what people can't?
Yes.
Not like he made that a private moment and it came out today through their, you know, PR agency. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez got engaged you know, it was on a beach, wherever it might have been. Wherever. It was in New York, wherever they might have been, right?
Beach in New York, you're going to March, bro.
No, I said or New York.
Oh, okay.
I said beach or New York. Once you do that, don't you then? Isn't everything then up for public consumption? Can't Conseco then? What are you going to do that?
I don't think so. I get your point, but I don't think so. It's not like
you're leaving a private life,
right? You're not like doing everything on a D-lo. Yeah, no, you're not like doing everything on the down low. Yeah.
Right.
You're putting yourself out there. Hey, look at my ring. Look how big it is. Look, it's gigantic.
Well, within 15 minutes of A-Rod posting that, he already had like 1,800 likes.
Yeah.
Within 15 minutes.
That's amazing. Yeah. And then Conseco, he put, watching the world of dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez, little does she know that he was cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl. She has no idea who he really is.
Well, now, I think she does. I think she has an idea of who A-Rod is now.
I think so, bro.
A little bit of a feel.
She definitely does. I think she definitely does. I don't know. It's a tough thing to say.
That's tough for Conseco. That really is.
That's a tough thing because
right. That's tough for Conseco.
But you make a good point. Like if you're putting your life out there as a couple publicly all the time, I do get your point. I just couldn't. I would never do it. No, I wouldn't.
I'm not saying I would never do it, but I can. But if you're going to throw it out there, then you're going to get this kind of stuff and Conseco nonsense, and there are going to be people who are going to be like, "Listen, wow,
yeah,
A-Rod's already cheating on J-Lo," and they even walk down the aisle. So
that's like if we had dirt on one of the guys that work on the show here, Moose.
Yeah,
and we held it against them, and we were going to use that here on the air, something like that. We would never do that. Like you're not like that. I'm like not like that. You know what I mean?
No, I would.
If we had dirt, let's just say on Mike. You know, just you, Mike, because you happen to be looking at me right now. Mikey B, the producer. Like, if we had dirt on you, we would never do that. Hey, you know, put it out on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, something like that.
No, I would never.
Like, you're hanging out with J-Lo, you know?
Well, I would want you to put that out.
Well, if you were hanging out with J-Lo,
my wife would be impressed.
Your wife would be like, wow, Mike, good job.
That's impressive, right? Yeah. But if you had serious dirt that could affect him, you would never do that.
Look, Mikey B has no serious dirt, let's be honest. By the way, we never gave an update. His foot, ladies and gentlemen, has not been removed. We should give an update.
Right,
a medical update.
What, cellulitis?
Yeah, cellulitis.
No gout, cellulitis, antibiotics, and I'm feeling a lot better.
And the test, they slapped around your foot, you said.
Yeah, they said if you have gout, when we're slapping around your foot, you should go ow. And I didn't go ow. It only hurt to walk. So,
they're just slapping your foot around. They use a billy club with that or
no,
just the doctor's hand?
No, just a bare hand.
Just a... Were you in a gown at the office?
Like I was in my clothes. I just took my socks and shoes off.
They don't tell you to take all your clothes off to check your foot?
Not for a foot injury.
All right, take your drawers off, sir.
Yeah, that would be... if they said that to me, I would be alarmed and scared, and there might be a lawsuit coming.
I just thought maybe that would happen.
Yeah, no, I don't think that would. Sir, well, I'm glad you're healthy and you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm feeling good.
You were out on Friday.
You look
Danny
great.
Filled in, and now you're back.
You actually got some color in your face, too. You don't look as flushed as normal.
You look refreshed.
Three days of sleeping.
You did a nice job, yes.
Shaved,
well, rest,
too.
Relaxation.
Shaved up. Cleaned up his face.
Get ready
a
for
bit.
The big Brooklyn Net game tonight.
It's a big one.
Oh, it's big.
Big game tonight.
At least you're not dragging your foot around anymore with that ridiculousness.
Well, it was annoying. I got to the point where my foot looked purple, and I said, I have to go check this out again. Yeah. Something's
well,
not
good
right.
It's not like gangrene or something
drugs
like that.
You feel
yeah,
no,
you
I'm
want
good.
That.
Everything is
Mike,
good.
Mike, if you were at the Garden, being the Brooklyn Net fan you were, and James Dolan walked by you, would you yell, God. Sell the team?
I would just laugh at him.
Dude, that was ridiculous.
That's terrible.
What's with your Knicks, bro? What is the deal, Moose?
Jeez. What do you mean?
Like, oh, no. What do you can't do that.
What, ban the guy from the Garden?
Shouldn't yell at. That's rude.
A little
ban him. Get rid of him.
He said it's
watch
opinion.
It at home.
He doesn't even know what. He can't even define opinion. He said, it's not an opinion. Well, of course it is an opinion. If it's sell the team. He wants you to sell the team. That's my opinion. And you're what's wrong with the Knicks.
Unbelievable, bro.
I mean, I got me.
Can't
come on. Listen, Dolan's not right. I know you can't have rabbit ears, but you shouldn't be yelling that kind of stuff. Either.
No, you can't. You can't do that. It's a paying customer. And then you're saying, well, enjoy watching at home. First of all, he does that to me. I wouldn't heckle. I'm not a heckler guy. I wouldn't do that. But if he did do that, I would watch him at home. Dude, you could take your team and stick him. How about that?
Well, he doesn't
stick
care. Him. He doesn't care whether you watch him or not. He's just not. You're not going to be at the Garden.
That's right.
I mean, that's it.
That's it.
But it's not the only guy that's ever been banned in the Garden. Oakley, and there have been other guys, too. Guy that was actually a Net fan. Had a prosthetic leg. Remember that guy? And was rooting for the Nets. He got kicked out of the Garden, prosthetic leg and all, and got banned.
Was that Mikey B with the leg?
For a second, he's got to look that up. Got to look that up. You know that. You know that. Dolan can't be doing it, though. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.